Let us offer our consecration to the Lord.
Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that as we finish this third week of Ordinary Time, 2023, we may draw closer to you, we may understand more deeply where you are calling us, we may understand more powerfully where you are leading us, and we may lead others to the same. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we just have those two major celebrations, the conversion of St. Paul and the memorial of Saints Timothy and Titus. And now we're back to Hebrews. We're in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. And of course, as I always say, follow along in your particular missal, in your particular daily missal. And, kind of drawing on what I talked about yesterday, remember we're in two cycles for the daily Mass and three cycles for the Sunday Mass. Prior to Vatican II, there was only one cycle all the way around. So we're in three cycles for the Sunday Mass, A, B, and C, and two cycles for the daily Mass, 1 and 2. And the way you can tell which cycle we are in is one is an odd number, so use that during odd years, and two is an even number, so use that during even years. So we are using which year during this time? If you said odd, you would be right, because we're in 2023. So that's how you tell. So here we are back to Hebrews chapter 10, 32 through 39. And one of the things that we are looking at is this powerful teaching that there's one line in there that I really, really want to bring out. It's this line, remember, St. Paul says, after you had been enlightened. You see, a lot of people do not understand their faith, even among the Christians and even among the Catholics. They don't understand. And that word is the key word. Now, why? Because Christianity, including Catholicism, is not a moral code. It is a whole different understanding of who we are. It is an encounter with Christ. We understand that. But that encounter with Christ teaches us something completely different. Let me give you an example. I just realized that this might work. Okay, so you've been grown up and you've been taught a morality, and you say, this is what we will follow and this is the way we live, and that's fine. I mean, but remember, you can be an atheist and follow Catholic morality. And that's one of the arguments of Daniel Dennett, who is one of those world-class atheists who has been over at Tufts. I don't know if he still is, but he's one of those world-class atheists. And that's what he says. You don't have to believe in God to know right from wrong. There's a truth to that. It's not completely true, but it's true enough. Okay. And so what our faith is all about is having a whole different understanding of who we truly are. That's the difference. So what the word that the writer to Hebrews says is he uses the word enlightened. And you can see that. I always teach this in not only the prologue of John, but the prologue of the first letter of John. Both of those prologues really highlight intensely what it is all about. That once we understand Jesus, our whole life is different. So let me go back to where I was saying. All of a sudden, you find yourself, well, since I'm surrounded by the universities, you find yourself in Boston, you go into a university, and you have an understanding of right and wrong and everything else. Okay. And you go to college, and you're in college, and among the things you start to discover is the science of physics. Now, my entire education in physics comes from high school. So I'll just leave it at that. So I'm not some doctor of physics. I'm not. But you all of a sudden learn the science of physics. And now all of a sudden you learn that the world has these laws that really work more deeply than you originally understood. Give you a good example. If you want to have a study in physics, go watch car racing. And I am a NASCAR fan. So, yes, I go up to New Hampshire and the whole bit. I am a NASCAR fan. Well, one of the interesting things that I learned when I first came into NASCAR is this is in physics. You ever see when the two cars are racing and one is immediately in front of the other? I mean, and there's like inches between the two of them. That's called drafting. What is actually happening is that the car in front, the first car and the other one is following, and they're following really close, is kind of like drawing the car along. And in doing so, it's like giving it a push, or a pull would be a better way of putting it. Pull from the front. Okay, so obviously it's going to take less fuel if there is a little help there. That's all physics. All of that is physics. So all of a sudden you learn, wow, I just thought two cars and the whole bit. No, it's all physics. That's why they do it. There's another thing that, and I don't fully understand this, is that when a car is on the side of a car, and I think it has to be like on the left or right flank and down a bit, so it runs like the rear, that'll cause drag on the car in the center, and that drag will cause it to use more fuel. Now, these are simple physical, these are just physics, that's it, which obviously wouldn't have been known in the biblical times. And obviously they discovered from the time of faith, from the time of technology. So as we see that, so someone's explaining you to this, and you're going, wow, the world is bigger than I imagined. There's more going on in the world than I imagined. That's what Christianity is all about. Although it's obviously more profound than the concept of NASCAR, which I love NASCAR, but it's obviously more profound, but that is kind of an idea of what happens when we have an encounter with Christ. We understand things more differently, and that's what Hebrews uses, that word enlightenment. We'll be back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out the website. Check out the archives of the show. And don't forget, that's one of the reasons why it's there. You can say, you know, I heard this program where the priest used NASCAR to teach about what it means to have an encounter with Christ. Kind of. And so anyway, you're going to hear this. And talking about different things, and that's what we do here. And so you can share that with others by telling them over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can find various of many podcast platforms where you can hear us. I just found out the people listening to us on Spotify, the whole bit, and some other things. So definitely check that out. Well, anyway, we are here talking about this powerful understanding of the word enlightened. So when we think of the word enlightened now 2,000 years later, we think of the Enlightenment. And what the Enlightenment was is a renewal of reason. And so you can say, well, and people who may follow the Enlightenment, which of course the United States is a product of the Enlightenment, may turn around and say, well, how could you say enlightened if you are a Christian or a Catholic who is also Christians or whatever? Well, that's what St. Paul is explaining. When you have this encounter with Christ, it is a more profound understanding of what it means to believe in God. It is what it means to actually be a creation of God, what it means to be a child of God, what it means to be a human being. It is profound. And that's what enlightenment is all about in the Bible. And that's a word that comes right out of Hebrews. Again, we don't know who the author is of Hebrews, but that's a word that comes right out of Hebrews. And we can see that spirit. So go back and encourage you to do that, building on what I was saying yesterday about reading the Bible. I'm going to encourage you to do that. Go read the prologue of John, which is very simple, the first half of the first chapter of John, and or go read the prologue of the first letter of John, which again is the first half of the first chapter of 1 John. Either way, they are both very powerful teachings that come out to this whole reality that the whole world has changed now. That's the point of the resurrection of Jesus. It's not that Jesus resurrected from the dead, la-di-da, meaning, you know, okay, he resurrected from the dead. That's wonderful. But what does that mean? It means everything has changed now. That's the whole point. Everything has changed in who we are, who we truly are, what we are all about, because Jesus resurrected from the dead. We talked about Paul on Wednesday, and on Wednesday, he makes that very clear, that Jesus' resurrection from the dead not only changes our reality, but it changes, gives us an enlightenment that is intense, because now we understand something more profound. And those who do not believe do not have that understanding. So that's the powerful thing. And we can see all that within that context. Have yourself a blessed day. We will see you on the fourth week of Ordinary Time. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.